This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Road 13 on the Golden Mile. At Road 13, they are temporarily suspending tastings in the lounge and the castle and winery tours. And to Club 13 members and guests, Road 13 is accommodating your requests for purchase with minimal interruption. You can pick up your wines at the winery and load it into your vehicle by the staff, or they can arrange complimentary shipping by courier directly to your home or location of your preference. The goal at Road 13 is to make it as seamless as possible. You can find all the information you need and updates at road13vineyards.com. Hello, I'm Terry David Mulligan, and this is Tasting Room Radio, which you can find at mulliganstew.ca. The show's been on the air for 12 years now, started in a barn on the Naramata Bench. Can I just ask, how are you doing? Is everything okay with the family, friends, loved ones, you yourself? Stay well. Be kind. Be careful. Watch out for each other, please. Please, please, please. Let's just get through this together. Normally this time of year, the spring releases come out and the regions start to show up on the coast in Vancouver and Victoria, and they proudly pour their spring releases. Except this year, 2020, nothing is the same as it ever was. Everybody's at home. There's a lot of wine being consumed, but we're here to remind people that these wineries and these farmers spend the entire year getting ready for this moment to present their wines, and they all had to cancel simply because of the pandemic. So last week would have been when locals only were pouring in Vancouver, and that would be all the artisans from Vancouver Island and the Gulf Islands. That show's already up. This week it's Okanagan Falls and Skaha Lake. There's two regions included in one. There's two sub-GIs. They've lost one of their wineries. They've moved on, but they've added two as well. And we'll see if we can fit them in at the end of the show. A reminder that next week, it'll be the Top Drop pour. Top Drop Vancouver and Victoria. And so we're going to actually pour what we poured last year for Okanagan Falls, just to remind you how good this region is. It's the heart of wine country. South of Penticton, between Penticton and Oliver, smack dab in the middle of the Okanagan. This is our repeat performance of the 2019 Okanagan Falls Skaha Lake Winery Pour in Vancouver. I'm Terry David Mulligan. This is Tasting Room Radio. I have Leslie Dondria on the line. She, of course, is the co-founder, the CEO of Noble Ridge in Okanagan Falls. She's also the chairman of the Okanagan Falls Winery Association, which is now called the Okanagan Falls Skaha Lake Winery Association, the heart of wine country. It's huge. In one year, you guys have gotten a larger title and two more wineries.
And we now have two sub-GIs. It's phenomenal. Yep. It's such an uncertain time, goodness knows, that we're all in right now. But we've got some pretty exciting things going on, yeah.
Okay, April 22nd, you were coming to do your annual pour in Vancouver and make friends, new friends, of course. And every time you did it, the room got busier and busier, and I really enjoyed it. It was always a blur for me. And so I'm going to run last year's interviews with the wineries that are still with you.
Super.
I know that you think about such things. Give me a sense of how are wineries handling it. What do you hear? What do you feel?
Well, like, seriously, every other feeling, caring human person, we're all feeling uncertain. We're all worried. We're worried for our staff. I hear that first. People are really concerned about our staff, their health. So, you know, right away, everybody's gone immediately into, health practices, social distancing. You should see tasting rooms. They've got 6-foot markers, those that are open, and really none of us are open now for tastings. I hear my colleagues, my peers, worrying about their staffs, certainly worrying about business. How will this continue? And the uncertainty, you know, the sense of, if I just knew XYZ, then I could do ABC.
Yeah. What are you hearing from us, the consumer?
Incredible support. You know, honestly, literally phone calls, emails, and I think most, if not all, wineries are certainly upping their game or doing what they can to help online sales. We can still do that. I know personally, from Noble Ridge perspective, we are getting really terrific support in terms of purchases. One fellow phoned me and said, well, I feel I need to pitch in, so I'm telling all my friends, buy the wine you need, even if it's for next year, and put it in your cellar. We need these wineries to survive.
Especially, I got to say this, the small mom and pop operations, the garages, the under 2,000 cases.
Absolutely.
We got to help them out if we can. If there's any way you can do it.
Now, absolutely.
What we're talking here is what I will do interviews shortly with Blasted Church and Crescent Hill, Crazy Legs, Liquidity, Meyer, Noble Ridge, that's you, Pantage, Play, See You Later, Stags Hollow, Wild Goose, Nighthawk, and there are two new members, Black Market, who I met at the Tofino Wine Festival, and,
oh, good.
And Echo Bay, who I also met at Garagiste, I think. You're growing as an association,
yeah.
But Skaha Lake is now part of the package. And you added the heart of wine country, which is exactly what you are. You're right between the two groups.
Absolutely. Bless Ian McDonald. He coined that phrase and got it trademarked early on, a couple years ago, actually. It does capture us in so many ways. I mean, physically, of course, we are literally in the heart of all kinds of wonderful wineries and winery associations. But we also think it captures us. We are all about the heart, and boy, this kind of the days we're living in today really underlines it.
Any incentives? Are you shipping? How's everybody? Are you in agreement as to what you can legally do?
As of last week, my understanding was most people, if not all, are moving to some form of free shipping. But I think many, and I won't put anybody's name on it, many, if not most, are shipping right across Canada, you know, regardless of what some of the rules and laws are saying. And I hope that doesn't get me into trouble, but it's an important thing. We all feel very strongly. Our federal, national government has said, let shipping happen across Canada, and we're just hoping the rest of the bodies get behind this.
Leslie Dondria, she is the chair of the Okanagan Falls Winery Association, the Skaha Lake Winery Association. They're combined now. The heart of wine country. I'll get it right. I'll just keep practicing. She is the CEO of and co-founder of our friends at Noble Ridge. All right. Now, here's the big deal. You have to give the website for the heart of wine country.
Theheartofwinecountry.ca.
That's it.
And the T-H-E is important. The Heart of Wine Country.
The Heart of Wine Country.
.ca.
Thank you very much.
Take care, Terry.
Okay.
Nice to talk to you.
It's the 9th annual Okanagan Falls Winery Association Spring Pour, Spring Releases in Vancouver. They're calling this one the Heart of Wine Country. And it's true. If you think about where Skaha and this winery association starts and finishes, it's smack dab in the middle of the Okanagan. It's perfect, whether you're coming or going. It's their 9th pour in Vancouver at Terminal City Club. 14 award-winning wineries, 185 acres of vines, and they produce a combined 110,000 cases for an amazing 1,300,000 bottles of wine each year. Blasted Church Vineyards is at the top of this list. John Bailey is the vineyard manager. So what are you pouring at the table? You start with the Sauv Blanc?
Really beautiful year for the Sauv Blanc. We've got two different picks that we do.
You've got a Pinot Gris.
We have the Pinot Gris. This is a really fun wine. We have two different blocks that are completely different where we grow it.
Now, we the consumer might not think about such things, but I know that you guys in the field, you want to know what that soil, that particular spot is going to give you, right?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it has such an impact on what you drink and what the average consumer gets from the wine. And so for us, it's really important to go over the top in the geek factor, understand our soils and what that gives us.
Well, who better to go geek than you guys?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm paid for.
The 2016 Merlot.
2016, big year. Very interesting year. The structure of our growing season was much more different than 2015. So we saw, as with 2018, the acids and sugars developed differently. And I think what it gave us is a really nice, rounded, full-bodied Merlot. Have a bit of new oak on that. I'm not sure the percentage. And it's just a nice, supportive, big-style Merlot.
John Bailey, Blasted Church. He is the vineyard manager at the 9th annual Okanagan Falls Winery Association Pour in Vancouver. Not often that I talk about labels, and your labels, Blasted Church, got crazy labels, but the Nectar of the Gods Meritage, there's a Meritage table here. There's a number of these wineries have brought their Meritage to pour at one table. That's a great label.
Do you like it? Yeah.
I love that label. It's so different from anybody else.
Yeah, it is a beautiful label, absolutely. Right, yeah. And so the idea there is to pick the best of the fruit, treat it with, you know, I don't know, a golden glove, if you will, and try, kind of like we were talking about with the Merlot, try and say, okay, this is what the Okanagan Valley can do in terms of the Bordeaux spectrum, and we hope that it's a very good representation of
What's the blend?
Best. So it's all five Bordeaux. It's Petit Verdot, Merlot, Cab Sav, Cab Franc, and Malbec.
Thank you for this, and have yourself a great year.
Thank you very much.
John Bailey, Blasted Church. He is the vineyard manager.
You're listening to Tasting Room Radio with your host, Terry David Mulligan.
We're at the Terminal City Club. This is the 9th annual Okanagan Falls Winery Association Pour in Vancouver, their spring releases. Tisha Pope from Crescent Hill Winery has joined me, and she brought I saw the bottle half the room away. It was all frosted and beautiful. What was that?
That is our brand new Sparkling Gewurztraminer, and it's got a very fitting name. I am Diva. Because Gewurztraminer, I think, is the diva of all grapes.
You actually have two. You have the I Am Diva Frizzante Gewurz, and you have the Glen Allen Private Reserve Gewurz. Same grape, same vineyards?
Same grape, same vineyard. Just a totally different taste. The Glen Allen, named after my grandfather, I think is your perfectly...
You get the price?
20.
$20 a bottle.
I know.
Crystal's Fault Riesling.
So light, it's beautiful, it's crisp, it's lemon-lime. It's one of my favorite Rieslings, and everybody always goes, you're right, it's a true lemon-lime and with a really glorious green apple finish.
Some of your vineyards are 40 years old.
Yes, Riesling's one of them. So my grandpa actually handpicked all of our vines. So our Riesling and our Gewurztraminer, he handpicked from the Rhine district in Germany and legit smuggled them back. So they're a little older than me, so they're 40-plus years old. And the stalks are like tree trunks. They're so thick.
What is Island Girl?
So Island Girl is our new white blend. It's a blend of Chardonnay, the Riesling, and the Gewurztraminer, and it has this incredible mango finish.
And Sea Hag.
Sea Hag is our very first red. It's a really lovely Cab Sav. The Sea Hag actually comes from what my mom's brothers used to call her.
No.
Yes, from old Popeye.
Thank you for the bubble.
You're very welcome.
She is Tisha Pope, and she's with Crescent Hill Winery.
You're listening to Tasting Room Radio.
Liquidity Wines, wow. Ruth Hanbury is the president, and she has joined me in the studio, as it were, two big chairs over in the corner. When did you come to us? When did you come to the Okanagan?
I've actually been living in the Okanagan since 2012. I moved here specifically to work in the wine industry.
You left England just as they were discovering that they could grow wine.
I did, I know. It's like they did it on purpose because I left.
Cast yourself back. What was the biggest surprise about the Okanagan when you got there?
I would say actually the overall quality. I think for anyone that's sat the WSET or done any wine courses, in fact, they'll know that the Okanagan in BC and even Canada is not really often spoke about unless you're talking about ice wine.
Yeah.
And so to come here and find such high quality, world-class standard Pinots, Chards, Reds, Whites, Aromatics, Bubbles.
Just not enough of it.
Just not nearly enough. I know. Not nearly enough at all.
Ruth Hanbury, the president of Liquidity Vineyards. Yeah. All right, let's talk about what we can taste. Let's start with the Pinot Noir Estate 2017.
Yes. Liquidity Wines, we focus on our Pinot Noir and our Chardonnay. The majority of our vineyard is actually planted with Pinot Noir. So we have a number of different clones and of Pinot Noir, which help us give a beautiful, rounded estate Pinot Noir. So this 2017 really speaks to the year. Vineyard manager Julian and our winemaker Alison Moyes are really guided by the terroir. They are passionate about an expression of where we are within the Okanagan Valley.
Do we know what clone this is?
This is a blend of 115, 667, 828, and 777.
Well done. Tell us about the Viognier.
So we are here today with our 2017 Viognier. The 2018 is just being finished now. It's pressed, whole skin pressed, partial, to give it that little bit more of a mouthfeel. So you get those beautiful aromatics, but you get that nice weight to it as well.
I think BC Viognier's time is coming. I think people are going to embrace it the better we get at making it.
Absolutely. And there's so many different ways and styles and expressions. And even here in the room today, there's some wonderful Viogniers, so different in style, in profile, in flavor.
Ruth Hanbury, the president of Liquidity Winery Bistro Gallery. Your Liquidity Merlot is a 2015.
It is, yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
Did you lose this case somewhere?
We've been keeping it, especially for this year. We have some 15 here down in the Vancouver marketplace. It's really showing so wonderfully right now. 15.
It was a great year.
It was a beautifully hot year. Wonderful, deep, rich red.
You're also pouring the 2017 collage. What's in the collage?
Collage is a blend. It's Gewürztraminer, Pinot Gris, Pinot Blanc, Sauvignon Blanc, and Riesling, all blended into
it. It's like a field blend.
It's a little bit of everything. It's a little bit of Okanagan sunshine in a bottle.
Ruth Hanbury, the president of Liquidity Vineyards. Now, there is a Meritage table there, and your Meritage is Dividend.
Tell
us about that blend.
Our Dividend is a blend of Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, and Merlot. It's a beautiful, full-bodied...
Like dark fruit, coffee, mocha.
It is, absolutely. It is our standout big, bold red. You want to have a steak, you want a big, tasty red that's going to go with that. And we have our 2016 here, which, whilst young, is already expressing some... That's just... Wonderful flavor profile. Still nice and smooth, thanks to the barreling program.
Let's do some price points. The Pinot Noir Estate?
Pinot Noir Estate is $29.
The Viognier?
Is $24 a bottle.
Merlot?
Is $25 a bottle.
Collage?
Is $19 a bottle.
Yay! And the Dividend?
The Dividend is $35 a bottle.
That's the Meritage. Well, yes. Worth the chase.
Yeah, absolutely well worth it. I thoroughly recommend it.
Ruth Hanbury, the president of Liquidity Winery Bistro Gallery.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Road 13 on the Golden Mile. At Road 13, they are temporarily suspending tastings in the lounge and the castle and winery tours. And to Club 13 members and guests, Road 13 is accommodating your requests for purchase with minimal interruption. You can pick up your wines at the winery and load it into your vehicle by the staff, or they can arrange complimentary shipping by courier directly to your home or location of your preference. The goal at Road 13 is to make it as seamless as possible. You can find all the information you need and updates at road13vineyards.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Unsworth in the Cowichan Valley, because all of the wineries in the Cowichan, and actually across Canada, have been asked to close. This is what we're proposing to do. Free shipping on case orders, as per usual, and someone at the winery is available for drive-through pickups. It's a great idea. Just a heads up, the wine club shipment is in June. The restaurant is closed as of now, but they will reopen as soon as they can, 7 days a week. And when Unsworth does reopen, think about this. They're adding private tasting and tours for $45. They are an hour long, have a snack board with wine and cheese, and can be booked in advance by email or calling them. Please go to their website, unsworthvineyards.com.
This is the 9th annual Okanagan Falls Winery Association Pour in Vancouver. At Terminal City Club. I'm Terry David Mulligan, Tasting Room Radio. You can find the details for this show at tastingroomradio.com, which is included in our wonderful website called mulliganstew.ca. Wild Goose Vineyards and Winery. Okanagan Falls is a region. We've talked to Roland Kruger actually the last couple of weeks ago at the Vancouver International Wine Festival. So we have Leslie Matheson, who's their marketing manager at Wild Goose. And I want to talk. I'm sure that they said bring four to pour, and you have a pretty big portfolio. So what did you decide to bring?
So we have our Gewürztraminer, our 2017 Gewürztraminer. We have our Autumn Gold, which is our white blend. We have our Pinot Gris, and we have our 2017 Pinot Noir.
All right, one at a time. The Gewürz, I understand. That Autumn Gold, tell me about that blend again.
So it's a third Riesling, a third Pinot Blanc, and a third Gewürztraminer. And Hagen, our winemaker, keeps it pretty consistent every year. And last year, the Autumn Gold got voted best BC white wine by the voters of BC.
Now, some would say, it's a summer sipper. I would think it's a food white wine, white blend.
Yes. The Autumn Gold is the kind of wine you can have it on its own on the deck, or it pairs wonderfully with everything. It's just a huge favorite wine for people in the BC.
Leslie Matheson, the marketing manager at Wild Goose Winery. Tell me about your Pinot Noir.
So this Pinot Noir is our 2017. So it's been on French oak since November, when we harvested, November 18th, like, November 17th.
Like new French?
New French. So I think it's about 25% new French, and the rest is second or third year barrels. And then we bottled it starting in August of last year. So it's been in oak for 8 months and in bottle for 7 months.
Do they tell you what the clones are on the bottle?
I believe it's clone 115.
Okay.
And it's a pretty common clone for BC, for the Pinot Noir.
Was this the one that won Best Red?
Yes, it won Best Red at the Cascadia competition. It won Best Pinot Noir at Cascadia, and that competition was held in Oregon. So it's pretty amazing that we got the best Pinot in, like, the Pinot country of Oregon.
Right underneath their noses.
We snuck in.
Leslie Matheson, the marketing manager at Wild Goose Winery. Tell me about, there's a Meritage table here, and you sent over the Red Horizon. Tell me about that.
So our Red Horizon, we use Merlot, Cab Sauv, or Petit Verdot in this blend. It also, last year at the All-Canadian Wine Championships that are held in Ontario, this red won Best Red Wine of the Year, and at the same time, our Gewurz won Best White Wine of the Year. First time a winery has won Best Red and Best White at one competition.
Once again, right underneath their noses.
Exactly.
The Meritage, is it Merlot dominated?
Yes, 50% Merlot. Then I believe it's 25 Cab Sauv and 25 Petit Verdot. And Hagen uses a lot of Petit Verdot just to redden it up. But it's more than a lot of Meritage blends, because they're usually around 3 or 5%. But ours is a little bit higher and gives it a little bit more mouthfeel, a little bit more roundness to the wine.
She's Leslie Matheson. She's the marketing manager at Wild Goose in the South Okanagan, Okanagan Falls. What does the Okanagan Falls Winery Association and the area have to do to raise their profile? Because, you know, you got Naramata Bench, you got Smilkameen, everybody's trying to put wind in their sails. What do you have to do to get that wine crowd coming your way?
You know, in my opinion, all we need to do is tell them how great our wines are and let them taste them. I think the Okanagan Falls Winery Association, the wines in that area, are the best wines you're going to find in the Okanagan Valley. It's almost like a best-kept secret that you come to that area, you could spend a day just hitting our wineries and taste some of the best wines you're going to taste.
Well done.
Thank you.
We've been talking Wild Goose with Leslie Matheson. This is the ninth annual Okanagan Falls Pour at Terminal City Club in Vancouver. This is Tasting Room Radio. I'm Terry David Mulligan.
This is Tasting Room Radio, a home for passionate fans of food, wine, and friends.
I got to Pentage for the Okanagan Falls Winery Association, and Paul Gardner and Julie Rennie have been the proprietors for quite some time, as far as I can remember. And I wrote down one big word. One word I wrote, wow, because I saw Roussanne, Marsanne, Viognier, a blend of one of the four pours. So, but let's take it from the top. Pinot Gris. You would always pour your Pinot Gris, wouldn't you?
Pinot Gris is our largest volume, actually, of a single white wine that we make. So very popular, fruit-forward, 100% stainless steel. It's just so delicious.
How big is the portfolio again?
We do 5,000 cases a year. We make about 24 different wines.
That's exactly my point. You've always made 24.
Yeah.
It's not so deep. It's five. It's okay. But it's wide.
Yeah, it's wide. We have two properties. We grow 21 different varieties between the two properties. And all I can say is Paul likes to play in the cellar. So he doesn't want to make...
You know, we've been doing these interviews for years, and you've always blamed him. I've never had a chance to ask him.
I'll bring him here, and then he can tell you for himself.
I got to Pentage for the Okanagan Falls Winery Association. And Paul Gardner and Julie Rennie have been the proprietors for quite some time, as far as I can remember. All right, so then we get to the Roussanne Marsanne Viognier. You know, I know the blend Roussanne Marsanne is very popular with me anyway. What does a Viognier add to that?
Well, the Viognier's got a really nice white floral note. I think adds quite a bit to the Roussanne Marsanne Viognier. It's only 20% in there.
I know that these are spring releases, but this is my kind of winter white right here.
Yeah, it's, you know, 8 months in oak, stirred on its lees to create a richer mid-palate. We do keep it back about 20% in stainless steel to keep that really bright fruit forwardness on it. But it's been in bottle for 2 years, so it's a white wine for a red wine drinker.
Are you a Gamay fan?
Love Gamay. I've got one at the table right now.
How much do you make?
about 300 cases a year. You know, we've been growing it and releasing it ever since we started Pentage back in 1996, and it's really popular. It's one of our probably favorite red wines that we make.
Okay, and then we get to your Syrah at 2014.
2014, yeah, bottle aged again for about a year and a half in bottle. This Syrah is beautiful, rich, a lot of pepper spice on the palate. It is, I think, one varietal that does really well in the Okanagan, grows really well in the Okanagan.
Julie Rennie, the co-proprietor of Pentage Winery. Okay, now there's a Meritage table over there.
It's our Pentage, and it's a 2012. This is our Bordeaux blend. Again, we hold back our reds generally a year to 2.5 years prior to release. So this is our current vintage of our Bordeaux blend.
Now just say it, just listen, audience, a 2012 Meritage, bottle aged some 6-7 years now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Not a lot of people have the discipline to do that. You know that.
I know. We tuck it away and hide it so that we don't get tempted.
How can you hide something where you know where it is?
Oh, because you just try and forget about it.
Got a lot of plum, a lot of dark fruit. It's everything you want in a Meritage, right?
It is. You know, it's still drinking really well. It could definitely be cellared for another few years. It's not a rush.
What's the blend?
There's Cab Sav, Cab Franc, Merlot, Syrah, and a little bit of Gamay because we made it out of the 5 reds on our property when we started Pentage. So Pentage is Greek for 5, and we planted 5 reds.
Is there a rosé coming from you?
There is. Gamay rosé.
How much did you make?
Not much.
Great. Just great.
100 cases.
How much did you make of the rosé?
The Roussan, there is about, I think there was about 175.
So Gamay?
So very small lot. Gamay is 300.
Yeah, it just tells me how hard I have to chase. Julie Rennie, the co-proprietor of Pentage Winery in Penticton.
Yes.
So one more thing, price points, if you would, please.
So the price points, so the Pinot Gris is $20, the Roussan Marsan is $27, and that's including taxes and everything. Our Gamay is $23, and our Syrah is $26. So I think all reasonably priced. Our Pentage is $35.
If you ask me, and I'm going to, because I get these questions all the time, where should I go? If I only have time for one or two wineries, you go to Pentage and spend the afternoon there or the morning with Paul Gardner and Julie Rennie, the proprietors. We've been talking to Julie Rennie. Thank you, Julie.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having us. Thanks for coming.
You're listening to Tasting Room Radio with your host, Terry David Mulligan.
You can find the details for this and all the shows at mulliganstew.ca. Just go to that website. You'll find Mulligan Stew Radio, Mulligan Stew the Podcast, and Tasting Room Radio, which is what you're listening to now. Thank you. There's a new player in the room, somebody I haven't met before. The winery is Bonamici Cellars. It's Mario and Vicky Rohde. They're the owners. I don't know how we haven't crossed paths before. How long have you been doing this?
Well, actually, Terry, we've been in business since 2012. However, have not had a physical location or presence in the Okanagan until 2017. So we purchased the property actually back in 2016. We started building it out in 2017. So bought a house basically on 10.5 acres with nothing else on it. So we've been planting the vineyard since then. So we'll have, by the end of summer this year, we'll have 9 acres fully planted on the property.
Wow. Why did you want to do this?
Well, first, I've worked in the wine business on the corporate side for a number of years, along with my business partner and winemaker. And so we decided back then that one day we would like to do this and do it on our own.
And how did the one day arrive? Just like a bolt of lightning?
Well, the one day arrived when I was deciding what to do with the rest of my future. And I called Phil, his name is Philip Sue, and I called Phil and I said, Phil, I would really love it if we can partner to get this done. And so it took a couple years to get there because Phil was really concerned about, you want to start out on a great vintage, and 2012 was that vintage.
What did you want to plant?
Pinot Grigio, Sauv Blanc. We planted varietals like Merlot, Cab Franc, and Syrah. But what we're especially excited about is that we've planted Sangiovese and Barbera, which are our Italian varietals. Being an Italian-inspired brand, we wanted to make sure that we continue to move down that road of providing wines with Italian varietals.
Mario Rohde, the owner-partner of Bonamici Cellars, Okanagan Falls. So you're pouring today?
Actually, we're pouring our Merlot Cab Franc, 2017. It's our best-selling red wine. A blend of 60% Merlot, 40% Cabernet Franc, aged in our French oak for 12 months. Has been our best seller since our first vintage back in 2012.
And the Syrah?
Syrah, we got a lovely reserve Syrah. We essentially have reserved for our tasting room only. And so that was something that we had put together for our guests at the tasting room.
And you had to plant a Pinot Gris, right?
We did, yeah. Pinot Gris, in fact, for us, it's Pinot Grigio. We do it in the Italian style. Ours is the typical Italian, drier, a little higher level of acidity. It's got a lot of zip to it and zest, if you will, just like the Italian Pinot Grigio.
No, just like Italians.
Yeah.
Mario Rodi, the owner-partner of Bonamici Cellars, Okanagan Falls. And then your red blend.
And then our Bel Viaggio, which is our signature red blend. So that's a blend of Cab Franc Syrah and a little bit of Malbec. It's a 2014 vintage, so it's got a little bit of age on it in the bottle. We did age it for about 16 months in our French oak. It's essentially 60% Cab Franc, 30% Syrah, 10% Malbec in that blend. That is the wine we continue to evolve into our version of a super Tuscan style of wine.
Mario Rodi, the owner of Bonamici Cellars in Okanagan Falls. All right, what's coming? What have you planted that we can watch for?
We've got our Sangiovese and our Barbera. As soon as those are available for us to harvest, which is still a couple of years down the road, we'll be doing some interesting things with our wines then. So the Bel Viaggio will include the Sangiovese. We may do a single varietal Barbera as an example. A big varietal for us is our Cab Franc. Cab Franc is the base of our two reds at this point in time. So we will do a single varietal, single vineyard Cabernet Franc as well.
How about some price points? Just take us through the...
So Pinot Grigio around $20. Our Sauvignon Blanc Viognier blend is about $25. And then our Merlot Cab Franc, $28. Our Bel Viaggio is $40.
Syrah?
Syrah is $45.
Mario Rodi, the owner-partner of Bonamici Cellars, Okanagan Falls.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by Unsworth in the Cowichan Valley, because all of the wineries in the Cowichan, and actually across Canada, have been asked to close. This is what we're proposing to do. Free shipping on case orders, as per usual, and someone at the winery is available for drive-through pickups. It's a great idea. Just a heads up, the wine club shipment is in June. The restaurant is closed as of now, but they will reopen as soon as they can, 7 days a week. And when Unsworth does reopen, think about this. They're adding private tasting and tours for $45. They are an hour long, have a snack board with wine and cheese, and can be booked in advance by email or calling them. Please go to their website, unsworthvineyards.com. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by our friends in the Similkameen Valley, Orofino Vineyards, and Row 14 at Clippers Organic Acres. Just a word from Row 14. Kevin sent a note saying, we were open last weekend, but have now decided to close until the pandemic is over. The best way to communicate is through social media, email, or phone calls. We decided not to do takeout, as that's really not our style. And chef and partner Derek Gray said, now more than ever, we see how valuable, integral, and fragile our food system really is. We at Row 14 ask that you support your local farmer, grower, husbandry in times of need. Please remember to be kind to others, wash your hands, partake in laughter, and be safe. Derek Gray. And from John and Virginia Weber at Orofino, our wine club events that we're planning for April and May have now been canceled or postponed, but we're going to go ahead with our regular wine club shipments. We're hoping that this is all temporary, but are making plans for it to last through the season. We want to encourage people to stay safe, be smart, and support local when possible. Buy from small family-owned producers and retailers who need help in these strange days. Take a moment to check out the brand new Orofino website, orofinovineyards.com. One more thing, the suites are still open for business.
Jim Nandria is the co-owner and the chairman of Noble Ridge at Okanagan Falls, making incredible wines. Tell me about your sub-GI. What's going on with you and your locations?
Well, the Okanagan Falls area became the second sub-geographic indicator in BC, which is similar to the Appalachians in France. We had to basically get a scientist to come and analyze our soils, basically the topography, indicate what the climatic conditions were. So it's all very scientifically based. and he found that the Okanagan Falls area is very, very unique. We have these kettles which have been carved out by the glacier. We have glacial fluvial soils, and a lot of we have some sand and gravel and rocks and those sorts of things. Long and short of it is we have a very unique area that produces some great quality grapes. And if you come to our place, you'll see those gullies and those hollows that come out. And he said this is a very, very unique area in the valley. And as a result, we have some slopes that are very different, so that we have a very southern-facing slope, we have northern-facing slopes, and we can grow a lot of different grape varieties as a result of that difference.
Basically grow what the land gives you.
That's exactly right.
After all that geeky talk, what does it mean to us, the consumers, standing and looking at hundreds of bottles of wine, trying to figure out what to have on a Friday night or Saturday or whatever? What does it mean to us that you have crafted this spot on the planet?
The idea behind it is that it's a very unique area, that if you see Okanagan Falls on the label, then you're going to know that it's from that area. It's wines made from the grapes in that area, and that those are the wines. And we hope that people will see a reputation developing as a result of the Okanagan Falls label.
Exactly. You have to earn that reputation, but you know, it's word of mouth.
Absolutely. All of our neighbors, we all make award-winning wines both internationally and nationally, so we think it's going to come along.
Jim and Leslie D'Andrea from Noble Ridge Vineyard and Winery, and I assume that Leslie's over there pouring, so we're talking to Jim. You started with a Pinot Grigio, right?
That's right. Today we have the Pinot Grigio going. We planted that in 2002, and it's been going since then, yeah.
Jim D'Andrea, Noble Ridge Vineyard and Winery. Reserve Chardonnay, I tried it. I tried actually two tastings.
That's Leslie's favorite wine. Every day at 5 o'clock, I make sure I open some Reserve Chard for her. That's her favorite wine.
And that's the 2016. That will be in the market?
Yes, it will be.
The Reserve Pinot Noir.
Probably my favorite. We picked this in 2016. I think we picked it 8 different times. Our winemaker's knowing our vineyard so well that he will look and say, okay, I want to pick these 10 rows today. And then 3 or 4 days later, okay, pick those 8 rows. He gets what he wants in terms of flavors and body. We do all small vat fermentation and then blend it back at the end.
That's the art form. Jim D'Andrea, Noble Ridge Vineyard and Winery. Tell me about your Meritage.
Our Meritage, the one we're serving today, well, we have two. One is the estate or entry level. That's about 81% Merlot, then 18% or so of Cab Sauv and a little bit of Malbec and Franc.
That's kind of pushing the boundaries because I know the rules say you can't have more than 90%. So you're at 81.
81, that's right, yeah.
Way to go Merlot.
Exactly. And then our Reserve is a little bit different blend than that.
How so?
It'll be a little bit more Cab and a little bit more Cab Franc and Malbec at the end, but not much more, those last two.
Are we talking left bank, right bank?
No.
No.
There's more fruit here.
Are you open for biz?
Yes, we are. We're open every day now till October.
Congratulations on this and well done.
Thank you very much. Great to see you.
He is Jim D'Andrea. He's the owner, the chairman of Noble Ridge Estate Winery and Vineyards, and they're pouring here at the 9th annual Okanagan Falls Winery Association Pour in Vancouver. I'm Terry David Mulligan, Tasting Room Radio.
Welcome to Tasting Room Radio, celebrating all the great things we love about food and wine.
We're going to talk about Stag's Hollow Winery at Okanagan Falls. Larry Girellis, is Larry pouring? He's over there pouring at the table, and Linda Pruger has joined me here. They're the proprietors. And this is just an amazing winery, friends. They all are, but some just sort of stand out to me. They make a connection. That their philosophy, the kind of wines that they make. You can expect to see a Tempranillo, a Dolcetto. And we're just going to go down the... And you'll see what I'm talking about with Linda. Because the first... Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Having fun in Vancouver?
It's always nice to come here because I never get out of the winery, so it's a treat when I get to Vancouver.
And you put on your nice boots today.
I did.
There you go. All right, tell us about the pours, starting with the Albarino.
So the Albarino, for us, it's a varietal that is more unique in the Okanagan. Just going back to Stag's Hollow, we've been on a on a route to do varietals that are a little bit different from what everybody else has in the valley. And Albuino was one of the first ones we planted.
Was that a philosophy on your part, or was that what the land was going to give you?
It was both. So what we did first is look at varietals that were different from what we could find in BC. And then we looked at where they were grown and whether we thought they would do well in BC.
There's a couple of other Albuinos in the valley. Does it have a life there? Do you think it's going to be popular?
I'm sure it's going to be popular. We've had two different requests this year for cuttings from our vineyard for others to plant it. Albuino, probably of everything that we've introduced, it grows fantastic in the Okanagan, and I think you're going to see a lot more of it.
You brought over the Blanc Noir. Tell me about that.
Okay. So the Blanc, if anybody that knows Stags Hollow knows that we, and as we're discussing, like to do different things, and we're always making a new wine. So this year, this is our new wine. So Blanc de Noir is a Pinot Noir, Gamay Noir blend. So two red grapes, but we've made it like a white. So we've pressed it off.
We're talking Stags Hollow with Linda Pruger, co-owner. You have to trust in the two grapes that are in there.
Yes, exactly. We didn't make it like a rosé in that we didn't give it any skin contact. The color that we have here is just strictly from the time it was taken to press it.
It's astonishing in the mouth, this Blanc de Noir. How much is it?
It is $21.99.
You were asking about my starring system. I'm putting a star beside the Blanc Noir.
Awesome.
We're talking Stags Hollow with Linda Pruger, co-owner. The Syrah Rosé.
Syrah Rosé is a wine that we've had in our portfolio for about 4 or 5 years. It comes from a vineyard down in Soyuz.
Did you have a conversation about the color you wanted?
It's ongoing every year, and we all stand around and look at the color and decide if it's too dark, too light.
Because we do the same thing.
I'm sure you do.
And many people just buy their rosé based on the color of the rosé.
Well, and winemakers seem to be really, really particular about the color of their rosé. And the trend is for a lighter color. So we're more or less always looking at, is this light enough that you can still see color and call it a rosé? Our rosé this color, or this year, is very pretty color.
I got to come over and have a look. Okay. And then you brought your Pinot Noir.
So for Pinot Noir is a varietal that we have invested a lot in both of our vineyards. We have two vineyards, Stags Hollow Vineyard and Shuttleworth Creek Vineyard. The Pinot we have here today is from Stags Hollow Vineyard. Despite the fact that our vineyards are only 2 kilometers apart, the Pinots that we get from these two vineyards are very different. So Stags Hollow produces it's a hotter site, it's south facing, so we get a riper version of a Pinot Noir, usually a little bit heftier on the palate, whereas at Shuttleworth Creek we get really pretty bright fruit on it, cooler site. So
you blend the two?
We do that only in our Renaissance wine.
Do you know the clones?
In Stags Hollow, which is what we have here today, it's 667 and 115.
And finally, over at the Meritage table, it's your Heritage Block.
It's our Heritage Block. So our Heritage Block is our Bordeaux blend. It is almost a full Meritage blend. So it's Merlot, Cab Franc, Cab Sav, Petit Verdot, and Malbec. Only the Merlot comes from our own vineyard. So this is fruit that we get from further south.
Okay, Linda, let's talk price points, starting with the Albuino.
The Albuino is $22. The Blanc de Noir, I think we comment on, was $22 as well. The Syrah Rosé is $22. And our Pinot Noir is $25.
And the Meritage?
Is $26.95.
That's a bargain.
It is a bargain.
You know how when you started you wanted to be a unique voice in the valley and in Canadian wine, and you've been doing it for years now, and you're very cautious about, and you want people to know, this is our philosophy, this is how we see wine, and this is why we grow the way we grow. Has it paid off for you? Are you that singular voice?
I think we we are. We've certainly put more attention to that in the last few years as we've been bringing on these newer varietals. I think it just provides a totally different experience for the consumer. And when you come to us, the consumer can try so many different wines that they can't try anywhere else.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Terry.
I love your shoes.
Thank you.
Linda Pruger, co-owner of Stags Hollow Winery and Vineyard, Sun Valley Way, Okanagan Falls. Let's just take a moment and while the room continues to buzz, and talk to Dana Lee Harris, the executive director of the BC Hospitality Foundation, because funds from this pouring, these pours, will be going to your association. So tell us about the foundation.
So the foundation has been around for just over 11 years. We are a hospitality-driven organization. We're a fundraising organization that raises funds for people in the hospitality industry that should come across financial difficulties because of a health-related issue for themselves, often for their spouses or for their children. So we help them cover some costs that help them get back to work in the hospitality industry. We also have a scholarship program. We have culinary scholarships, sommelier scholarships, hospitality scholarships, and we really just am ingrained in the hospitality industry, trying to keep people working.
Define hospitality.
Oh, hospitality is all sorts of things. Hospitality is people in the front of the house, your servers, your hostesses, people back in the kitchen. It is people that make the wines for you. It's people that make the beer for you.
And this is a safety net of sorts, isn't it?
This is an absolute safety net of sorts. We are not government funded. We are completely funded by donations from events like this and other events that we have throughout the year.
What's your website?
The website is www.bchospitalityfoundation.com. Check us out there. There's all sorts of events that we run, and it's a great place to see what's going on around town.
Thank you. Dana Lee Harris, the Executive Director of the BC Hospitality Foundation.
This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by our friends in the Similkameen Valley, Orofino Vineyards, and Row 14 at Clippers Organic Acres. Just a word from Row 14. Kevin sent a note saying, "We were open last weekend, but have now decided to close until the pandemic is over. The best way to communicate is through social media, email, or phone calls. We decided not to do takeout, as that's really not our style." And chef and partner Derek Gray said, "Now more than ever, we see how valuable, integral, and fragile our food system really is. We at Row 14 ask that you support your local farmer, grower, husbandry in times of need. Please remember to be kind to others, wash your hands, partake in laughter, and be safe." Derek Gray. And from John and Virginia Weber at Orofino, "Our wine club events that we're planning for April and May have now been canceled or postponed, but we're going to go ahead with our regular wine club shipments. We're hoping that this is all temporary, but are making plans for it to last through the season. We want to encourage people to stay safe, be smart, and support local when possible. Buy from small family-owned producers and retailers who need help in these strange days." Take a moment to check out the brand new Orofino website, orofinovineyards.com. One more thing, the suites are still open for business. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by The Hatch. We will no longer be offering tastings, but we're still here for you, though. The lights are on and someone is home, just in a different way. By the way, they're working on a drive-through window. They're shifting focus to getting wines to your doorsteps, your individual quarantine bubbles, both near and far, within this great country in this strange time. We will be offering free shipping on all orders of 6 bottles or more of Hatch Love. Full case orders will receive an additional liquid love note in the form of a treat from Black Swift Vineyards. For locals, call in your orders to The Hatch, 778-755-6013, and we will hook you up and orchestrate your pickup or delivery. You can check all the details at thehatchwines.com.
This is the 9th annual Okanagan Falls Winery Association pour in Vancouver at Terminal City Club. I'm Terry David Mulligan, Tasting Room Radio. You can find the details for this show at tastingroomradio.com, which is included in our wonderful website called mulliganstew.ca. We're going to finish this conversation at the 9th annual Okanagan Falls Winery pour in Vancouver. The spring releases the heart of wine country, where we really should end it, and that is with the Meyer Family Vineyards. And Chris Carson, who is the pride of Central Otago, went to Lincoln?
Yes, Lincoln University, Canterbury, New Zealand, yes.
And then, interesting, I made a couple of notes here. 2008, New Zealand, went to California, and then you went to Montrachet?
Montrachet, I worked with Domaine Fernand and Laurent Peel in Montrachet. I did two vintages there with them, 2005, 2006.
Chris Carson, the winemaker at Meyer Family Vineyards. You're pouring your Gewurz.
We had 4 acres of Gewurz, but we've ripped out 3 and planted more Pinot Noir. Drier style of Gewurz, very food-friendly style of Gewurz. That it's not very heavy or cloying. Yeah.
Chris Carson, the winemaker at Meyer Family Vineyards. You're boring Stevens Block Chardonnay. That's from near Matta Bench, isn't it?
It is. It's part of the old Main Road vineyard. It's sort of a Chablis inspired. It's no new oak. It's all stainless steel with some older seasoned barrels, yeah.
So I made a note here. This is Narramatta Bench, 2 clones, 4 and 5, right?
Yeah. Clones 4 and 5.
McLean Creek Road Chardonnay. That's from Okanagan Falls. Planted in 1994.
Part of the original planting. Older vines. The Chardonnay from McLean Creek always comes off first.
He's Chris Carson. He's the winemaker at Meyer Family Vineyards, Okanagan Falls. And finally, we got the old block Pinot Noir. Now, this was planted in 1994, which makes it old block.
Old block, yeah. That was part of the original plantings from McLean Creek Road, because in 2009, when Jack and Janice took over the property, they had Gamay, Cap Franc, Merlot, which was all ripped out and planted with Pinot. But there was 1 acre of Pinot Noir from the 94 planting. We don't know what clone it is, unknown, but we affectionately just call it the old block when we're working. It's a special, whatever the clone is. The wine's always been special, but again, production was low in 2009. So it always went into the McLean Creek. And then as production increased, we were able to single it out and start to have its own label.
What did they pour for? Is this a cuvee?
It's the micro cuvee Chardonnay, yeah, 2017. Cool vintage, elegant. Because I pick earlier, the Chardonnay's always come through.
Thanks for this. Have a great summer.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
He's Chris Carson. He's the winemaker at Meyer Family Vineyards, Okanagan Falls.
This is Tasting Room Radio, a home for passionate fans of food, wine, and friends.
Nighthawk Vineyards is in the house, and Christy Bibby has joined me here on the big chairs. This is the 9th annual, the Heart of Wine Country. Let's talk about Nighthawk for a second. I'm trying to give everybody locations as to where certain wineries are. How do you describe where Nighthawk is?
So Nighthawk is on the north side of Okanagan Falls. We're 1 kilometer just past Cialeta Ranch. It's a beautiful alkaline, it's called Green Lake, at the end of our property.
You brought your Pinot Noir. A 2015?
2015. It just won a silver medal at Lieutenant Governor Awards. Our 2016 Gewurztraminer is our new spring release. And on the 5th of April, we'll be also releasing our 2017 Chardonnay.
But I see the Pinot Noir Rosé.
It's very nice and light. You get some rhubarb notes on the finish. And oaked for about 2 weeks in a neutral barrel just to give it a little pizzazz.
And the Cab Franc?
Very soft and delicate, 19 months in the French oak.
Christy Bibby, Nighthawk. Daniel's not here, she's holding down the fort. What do you want to specialize in? Do you want to be a Pinot house?
We do specialize in the Pinot and our Gewurztraminer. Our Gewurztraminer seems to be a real big hit.
Was there anything planted when you got there?
10 acres, Gewurztraminer, Pinot Noir, and Chardonnay.
And speaking of Pinot Noir, have you got a rosé?
We have our 17, will be coming out June 21st for solstice.
Could you make more? It's obviously very popular.
Yes, we could make more.
If you wanted to.
Our Pinot does really well too, though, so we kind of keep a balance.
Very true. And how do people find you again?
2735 Green Lake Road.
Okay, so, and if you see you later, keep going.
Keep going. 1 kilometer past, you'll see a beautiful lake, and there we are. A log home at the end of the property.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Say hello to Daniel.
I will for sure.
Nighthawk Vineyards and Christy Bibby, Terminal City Club. They're pouring for Vancouver, and Vancouver shows up at Okanagan Falls. Well, the joint is jumping.
We're almost done with our coverage of the 2019 Okanagan Falls Skaha Lake Winery Association pour in Vancouver. They couldn't do it this year for obvious reasons. So we've gone back to just remind everybody of how special this area is. Along the way, in the last year, they have added 2 wineries to their association. The first label you want to keep an eye on is Black Market. We actually did talk to them at the Tofino Food and Wine Festival, now sadly gone. And we're going to finish off with Kelsey Rufinage from Echo Bay, who we found at Top Drop Victoria. Here we go. Here's the two new members.
In June of 2015, I went to, I think, my first Garagiste festival, perhaps my second, but it was, they were just getting started. What is Garagiste? If you make under 2,000 cases of wine per year, you qualify as a Garagiste. And I loved it. Some people, when they said Garagiste, it sounded dismissive, which really bothered me a lot because I liked the wines that I was tasting, and just because they were only making 2,000 didn't make it a bad thing. As a matter of fact, it worked to their advantage. One of the first people I talked to was Rob Hammersley, who was the owner, winemaker of Conviction Ridge Vineyard, and the label, he didn't have a label, said, the label says Black Market Wine Company. He's here with Michelle Suchuk. And did you say coming down the hill that this was your first festival?
The first festival at Tofino. Our first time here.
How do you like it?
It's a pretty nice place to have a wine festival.
What were you pouring on that first Garagiste?
We released two wines that very first year. We had a Bordeaux-style red blend called The Syndicate, and we had our mystery white wine called Secret Society.
Was it a mystery to us or you?
It was a mystery to everybody. Not to me, but to everyone else.
What was it?
It's an aromatic white blend. The first year we had Gewürztraminer, Ehrenfelzer, and Chardonnay. And we're now into our fifth vintage of that wine, and it's changed a little bit, but the style is still the same. It's aromatic.
Did you have your own vineyards, or were you purchasing?
At the time, we were purchasing grapes. We now have our own vineyard in Culloden, which is just south of Penticton. And we do a combination of our own fruit and purchased fruit.
He is Rob Hammersley. He's the owner, winemaker of Conviction Ridge Vineyard. And the wines that you want to look for are Black Market, and there's a beautiful eye right on top of the label. What are you pouring today?
Today we've got two whites, Secret Society being one of them, and then we have a Sauvignon Blanc Semillon blend called Collusion. We have a rosé made out of 30-year-old Merlot that's grown at our estate vineyard, and we have our Bordeaux blend, The Syndicate.
You say you bought some vineyards?
Yes.
What did you buy? What's planted?
We have 30-year-old plantings of Merlot and Bacchus, which is a white grape, and a small new planting of Pinot Blanc, about 5 years old.
No Pinot Noir?
No Pinot Noir.
Not now, not ever?
Well, we did make Pinot Noir 1 year. We haven't. We have almost too many wines in our portfolio as it is for a small winery. We have sort of 6 or 7 wines each year, and we produce under 2,000 cases. So,
have you gone over and looked at Pintage?
They have a lot of wines, too.
112,000. That's ridiculously wide.
Yeah.
But they're comfortable with that.
Yeah. I like to make that many as well, but, I mean, more than 7 is a lot for a small producer.
You know, there was a Pinot Noir gathering in Culloden a couple of years ago of all those Pinot Noir makers.
Yes, there was. It's a great place to grow Pinot Noir, for sure.
They have a garden there as well.
They do, Linden Gardens.
But it's not a rainforest.
It's not.
All right, so what's the plan? Are you going to stay this size? Do you want to grow?
No, we're growing. We want to get to about 5,000 cases as our first sort of target. That gives you a bit of critical mass in terms of production and sales. And once we hit that, we'll see what's next.
What's the star of the show then?
Today for us? I think it's our new rosé.
Can people visit the vineyard?
We're hoping to have our tasting room open by August. Fingers crossed.
Oh yeah, just in time for summer.
Yes. Yeah, that's our goal.
Okay. And where's the location?
We are at 198 Spruce Ave in Culloden, 5 minutes south of Penticton.
Thank you.
Thank you.
He is Rob Hammersley. He's the owner, winemaker, along with Michelle Suchuk, owner of Conviction Ridge Vineyard. And the wines that you want to look for are Black Market, and there's a beautiful eye right on top of the label. We're at the first ever Top Drop Victoria. For Top Drop itself, it's the 6th annual. Calgary, I think it's year 3. And it's a gathering of like-minded winemakers and growers who do everything possible to let the wine speak for itself and stay out of the way and try not to intervene. I'm honored to talk to Kelsey Rufinage, who's the proprietor and winemaker at Echo Bay. We need to know exactly where you're living.
Just north of OK Falls. So we're on the banks of Skaha Lake.
It's an 18-acre parcel of land, unless it's more. But what really caught my eye was this wonderful story, was the fact that under the direction of longtime grower and troublemaker Richard Cleave. What did Richard advise you to plant there?
Well, we were fortunate enough to be introduced to Richard Cleave. Our family got into the wine business kind of as a happy accident. We wanted something to keep our family property sustainable. So none of us had any background in the wine industry and knew nothing about planting. So
whose idea was it to grow grapes?
My parents. My dad retired and sold his business and thought it would be a romantic idea to plant grapes. Yeah. And we started off with the idea to sell. And then once we planted, I came along and got the wine bug and decided to move to New Zealand.
Did you then all sit down and say, what are we going to grow? Did Richard Cleave and his like-minded tell you what the land would give you?
We put it into the hands of Richard Cleave, and he thought that a Bordeaux blend would suit our site. It's in a little pocket, a little warm pocket near OK Falls, so it has the heat units to ripen some of the more riskier, as you would say, varietals, Petit Verdot and Sangiovese. So,
how many acres?
5 acres.
What? No, come on. Yeah. What's total production?
It now will be 900 cases once it's full running. This first vintage was 300.
Kelsey Rufiange, the proprietor and the winemaker at Echo Bay and Elts in Okanagan Falls. So I'm seeing Cab Franc, Merlot, Cab Sav, smaller quantities of Malbec, Carmenere, Petit Verdot, Sangiovese.
Yeah, we want them all. It's more fun to experiment. The original idea was to have one blend. Spoke of the vineyard. We weren't doing the deciding. It was deciding the wine for us. So that was our whole idea. In the first vintage, the Cab Franc just really showed beautifully. So we decided to pick out a few barrels and have a varietal Cab Franc.
Just a single?
Single varietal. Yeah.
How good was it?
Delicious. I mean, Okanagan Cab Franc is one of my, one
too.
Of the exciting.
I'm a Franc head. I just love it. Mm-hmm. I mean, Rhys Pender's got a Cab Franc there that you can see through.
Yeah, it's so versatile. You can make, depending on the soil type it's growing on, you can make a light, fresh, easy drinking Cab Franc or a dark and broody one. So it's fun to be able to play with.
Kelsey Rufiange, who's the proprietor and winemaker at Echo Bay. So 5 acres.
5 acres. I think we have the opportunity to play in the Okanagan and try out different varietals. So.
Well, you're going to need more land.
We have more land across the road, which is very fortunate. So I have another 2 to 3 acres that we have available to plant. Our favorite part is being involved in every aspect of it. So we're doing the growing, we're doing the winemaking. We wanna be a part of every single part of that process.
Okay, but here's the deal. You're now part of Top Drop.
Yeah, we feel super lucky.
But that's going to get everybody's attention. Now you're going to have to make even more.
I started a side label called Else. Wines, grapes from somewhere else.
Okay.
So this is like my creative outlet that I can play around with bought grapes. It's more of my way to experiment and find different ways.
What did you buy?
I bought Pinot Gris and Riesling for a pet nat, Muscat for a skin contact Muscat. So it's fun, and I don't have to make the same wine from year to year. I don't have to use those grapes, so it's going to be a little different every year.
Kelsey Rufiange, the proprietor and winemaker at Echo Bay in Okanagan Falls. How are we going to find these wines?
Through me, mostly for Else, because it's so small. But also, Rich Massey's our agent in Vancouver, and he's done a wonderful job of...
He's such an annoying individual, but I like him a lot. It's Echo Bay, Okanagan Falls. Are you going to join that Okanagan Falls Winery Association? Do they even know you're there?
Yeah, at the moment, we had a lovely event with them at Liquidity. We're still pretty small, so we're thinking about it. But
yeah, but you know what? For a lot of us, small is very attractive.
Appreciate that.
Because it's hands-on.
Yeah, we put a lot of heart into it.
Okay, I wanted to ask you, what are you pouring today?
We're pouring our Synoptic, which is our vineyard designate wine. That's what you have in your glass. So this is the first crop that we produced, 2015. Really warm vintage, so all the fruit ripened beautifully.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm not spitting that. What else was on the table? Was there?
We have our Cab Franc that we've pulled out of our library stock just to pour here. Sold out of that. And then I have 2 of my Else wines.
All right, what's not in my notes that I should know about Echo Bay?
What's really important to us is the philosophy on how we treat our vines and how we make wine. So it's been in our family for since the 60s, and all my cousins have grown up there, and my cousins' little children's, and it's very important to treat the land with care, having no chemical inputs or anything like that. So we're working on organic and biodynamic principles to allow for less sprays, less influence from the outside, and more about a holistic system that we're working with.
Do you think we should be able to tell the character of the winemaker by the wines?
I think so. I think it has a lot of the heart of the winemaker in it as well, so I should hope so.
Echo Bay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's Top Drop Victoria, year one, and she is Kelsey Rufiange, the proprietor and the winemaker at Echo Bay and Elts in Okanagan Falls.
My thanks to the wineries of Okanagan Falls, Skaha Lake, Noble Ridge, Blasted Church, Crescent Hill, Liquidity, Wild Goose, Pentage, Bonamici, Stags Hollow, Meyer Family Vineyards, Nighthawk, Dana Lee Harris from the BC Hospitality Foundation, and the two newest members, Black Market and Echo Bay. And that last interview with Kelsey Rufiange was at Top Drop Victoria 1 year ago. They could not do their Top Drop this year in Vancouver or Victoria, so we're going to go back and do a Top Drop special next. Thank you for listening. All the details for these wineries and the interviews can be found at mulliganstew.ca, the home of Mulligan Stew Podcast, Mulligan Stew Radio, and Tasting Worm Radio. And you can find the Okanagan Falls Skaha Lake Winery Association at heartofwinecountry.ca. Please take care of yourself. Be kind. Be careful. I'll see you next week. This segment of Tasting Room Radio is brought to you by The Hatch. We will no longer be offering tastings, but we're still here for you, though. The lights are on and someone is home, just in a different way. By the way, they're working on a drive-through window. They're shifting focus to getting wines to your doorsteps, your individual quarantine bubbles, both near and far, within this great country in this strange time. We will be offering free shipping on all orders of 6 bottles or more of Hatch Love. Full case orders will receive an additional liquid love note in the form of a treat from Black Swift Vineyards. For locals, call in your orders to the Hatch, 778-755-6013, and we will hook you up and orchestrate your pickup or delivery. You can check all the details at thehatchwines.com.